Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey everybody, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. Today I'm going to talk to you about practice, basically, and why every golfer on the planet, I'm convinced, isn't able to take their range game or the game that they display in practice onto the golf course when it's competition, or just whenever they're playing on the golf course competitively. And that's a big struggle for a lot of golfers. I hear that quite often, where golfers just don't know why everything falls apart on the course, yet when they're in practice they get into a nice groove and they hit better shots and they fall to pieces on the golf course. So I am going to talk to you about practice, because it's how golfers practice mostly that is the reason for this. And it's also why people, or how people practice in this day and age. Well, and not just this day and age, but for forever. People have just been practicing like this forever. It's why the average score and the average handicap hasn't dropped. It's why it's still the same. It's why we haven't advanced much as a sport when it comes to the skill set of it. The technology and clubs and stuff like that has advanced significantly. But when it comes to us as human beings being skillful and playing the game, we've not really advanced that much. And it's all down to how we're practicing. So I'm going to talk to you about a few things. The first one is, in fact, I'll lay out the three things that we're going to chat about, which is variability, spacing, and challenge. So those three things really are the key for a good practice. So variability is up first. So variability is variety, basically, and it's what we need to have in practice. We need variety. We need to be hitting different shots, different clubs, have different tasks, different goals, etc. Because when you're on the golf course, that's what you have to do out there. You've always got different shots, different lies, different clubs that you're hitting, different goal with each shot. Ultimately, the overall goal is the same, getting ball in the hole, but the goal could be gonna hit the ball low with a draw around this tree, and then it's gonna bounce here, and it's gonna bounce there. So there's a lot of different smaller goals throughout, and that's key in practice. We've gotta try to recreate that. And so the first thing, variability. The next thing is spacing. So when we play golf, this at times can seem silly. I've had that feedback before, but when we're playing golf, you hit a shot and it can literally be 20 minutes before you hit the next shot. Doesn't feel like it sometimes, but it can be a significant amount of time between shots. So in practice, we've got to try to implement that as well. We can't just hit ball after ball after ball, and in 15 minutes we can't have hit 100 shots. That's not reflective of how we play the game. So there's space between shots when we play. We need to add space between shots in practice. So that could be
a few seconds extra, you know. You could, if you're on the range and the putting green's nearby or the short game area's nearby, you could hit a shot on the range and then walk to the putting green and hit a putt. And between that, there's probably going to be a minute or so. And that's better than nothing. That's the start. Ideally, you would like to have a bit more time between practice shots, because it's closer to the real thing when you're playing. And so this makes you hit less shots in practice, but those shots that you do hit, they're much more deliberate. And that's the key here, deliberate practice. The next thing is challenge, and this is critical. So every golfer has a different level of ability. Wow, it's early here, by the way. That's why I just yawned. My apologies. Every golfer has a different level of ability, so they have a different skill set, which means that everybody can't just do the same practice task. They can't just do the same thing in practice because everyone's already at different levels. So challenge is trying to find the appropriate difficulty or level of difficulty for each type of golfer. And that level of difficulty needs to be just out of reach. So if I have a task, I need to not be able to do it straight away in first time. It's like, imagine if I have a task and I have 5 golf balls to do this task. If I can get 3 out of 5, if I can achieve the goal within this task 3 out of 5 times, then it's probably starting to get a little too easy. If I can only do it 2 out of 5 times, then it's just at the right level of difficulty to keep me going. I can achieve the goal once or twice, but then because it's difficult, I've got to keep trying and trying again. And eventually, because of that level of difficulty being a little bit out of reach, it's going to make us reach further and improve our skill set. So challenge point is what it there's a theory on this, the whole challenge point theory. It's very good by Dr. Mark Guadagnoli. You don't have to read it, but just know that you're trying to find a level of difficulty that's just outside of your current skill set level. And it's going to force you to push yourself a little bit more. So if you have those 3 things, variability, spacing, challenge, then it really is what we mentioned a few episodes ago when we talked about recreate, simulate, and regulate. Though it really shares lots of similarities between that. And with this in your practice, it is making practice as close to the real thing as possible. And that's what we need. So when we do go and play golf, because our practice has been closely reflective of how we play, then the skills that we've displayed in practice will show up in play. And there's one key thing I want to just mention quickly on the variability front. Now, variability is basically interleaving practice, and interleaving practice is where you do 2 or more tasks but never in succession. So this means doing one thing and then heading to the next thing and doing that. And the key thing here is that if you have 5 golf balls or 10 maximum, you are doing one task, and because you've done it, you're doing it 5 times or 10 times, through them shots, you start to figure out how it feels. You're like, oh yeah, this is how it feels. This is what I'm trying to do. This is what it feels like. And then you've got to stop and go to the next task because you only have 5 or 10 shots. And then you get to the next task and you're like, okay, yep, let's do this task. And then towards the end of them golf balls, you start to get a feel for that as well. It's like, okay, yeah, this is how this feels. Then you've got to stop and go back to the first task. And when you do that, you get back to the first task and your brain is like, hang on a minute, how did this feel? What did I do? How did this work? How did this feel? And then you consciously have to think. You have to try to find those feelings and thoughts. You have to engage with yourself and figure out
what it just felt like, which is where the learning is at. That thinking part is why, it's really why what you're going to do is going to stick for the long term, the thinking part. And in practice, all too often, there's too much of the, there's too little thinking going on. So that is the, that's the major reason why we can't take our range game to the golf course, and that, and what I've just shared with you are the critical pieces of information that are going to help any golfer on the planet, whether you're Tiger Woods or whether you're a complete beginner, lower your scores and shave a few strokes off your score or shave a ton of them off. That's all from me today. I hope that was some good value for you there. We can talk about these topics for days. I'm very passionate about it. I speak all over the world on these particular subjects in practice. So I really love it. I hope you got something out of it, and I will see you again in the next episode.